we're not done. While the last episode, Nightcap episode, we were talking about specifically like comments and stuff. Yeah. There is one person that they felt the need to come at me enough times where I was like, you know what? She deserves a little extra attention. So I'm not even going to give this user's name. You know who the fuck you are. But it was on our short of Not an Equal Playing Field. Now, the basis of this short came from an episode where we were talking about how men and women, they are different. Plain and simple. We just are. There are things that we do that you don't, that you do that we don't. And we are supposed to work together in some fashion of a symbiotic relationship to make the world keep going fucking around. Yes,
there's a half and there's a half. It comes together, there's a whole.
Exactly.
It's fucking simple.
Now, this user, with her whole 19 subscribers and like three fucking shorts with her dog and bird from like 2021 or whatever, decided to get on here and say, all I see are two sexists who are incapable of critically engaging with feminist literature and theories. Your takes, and she put that in quotes, are so juvenile and uneducated.
Wow.
Bitch, please.
Like, where the fuck you living at? Because what we said was reality. I don't understand how we're sexist when we're speaking on what actually happens in everyday life to life. Like, whatever. People sensitive.
She's dumb as hell. So on this same short, this person decided to keep coming at us, and me specifically, because I was responding to her. You didn't even notice at first, right?
Nah, I didn't.
So there was somebody who, someone else who, Synthetic, who responded, and he said, men and women, I believe, are equal, but in different ways, as you suggested. Men are traditionally protectors. Women typically are housekeepers and help with children. In the modern day, these roles are shared. But in older times, these roles are very distinct. Where I went on and replied, agreed. And society and growth has required both to kind of work together to help one another accomplish everything, especially when most homes now need two incomes to provide for the family. It was easier then for roles to be distinctive when one salary got it done. Where this same dumb ass person.
Can you imagine, or can you at least guess what this bum ass hater said?
This dumb person replied, you're a sexist piece of crap. What in that remark was sexist? Then continued with, this is such a disgusting take. What a sad man you are. How was that sad?
This is the definition of you cannot please everybody.
This is the definition of people not fucking opening their minds and being able to like have conversations.
My whole issue with this is you could be critical of us. We have no issue with that. Obviously, we've stated this in the past. You could be critical. You could say what you want to say. But where the fuck is your understanding at? You're blaming us of being something. We could blame you for being the same. Just on the opposite spectrum, because you're not even trying to understand what we really said, because what you're calling us, you know, you want to go into shaming and calling us sexist. Where's the evidence of us being sexist? We only name shit that's real, that's true, that's life.
And if you go in and watch that short, there's literally nothing on that short that she could be saying that we're sexist. And so
listen, like, men and women are different.
So stupid.
Men and women are different. That's just how it is. But it takes both of us to keep society going. We are strong at certain things, and we are weak at certain things. Women are stronger at certain things, and they are weak in certain things. That's just what it is. That's factual.
So,
and we're not talking shit about what you're weaker at and what we're stronger at. That's just, it takes two to tango, period.
In a nutshell, that right there is what you said in that short.
Yeah.
Right? And this is what she rebutted with. She also added, because she said three comments. I'm sorry. Wow. I didn't mean to cut you off. No, but
go.
This is all the same. Before I even got to reply, she said three different things. This was the third one. So women need to have jobs and do all the house and children chores. Do you realize how selfish and ignorant that is? Wow. No. You say that because you want an excuse to be lazy and not contribute your share. Marriage is an equal partnership. And what you are proposing is that one partner do all the work. Being a protector is not a job. Laugh my ass off. Nah. Now, I told her ass. I said, at no point did I say women needed to do all of these things alone, you idiot. Because I did call her an idiot. I don't give a fuck about your feelings. In fact, if you read my comment, I specifically said that it takes both people to get the job done. So stop, take a breather, because you're sounding stupid.
And you say that, personal fun facts, you say that to a man who's been married for 16 years with 3 daughters. Like, make that shit make sense. You say that to a man who has a daughter who just had her quinceañera today as we speak, and I'm not even allowed to go. And instead, I'm here filming a podcast when I should be there spending time with her, only because her mother doesn't want me there. That's what you say? Like, come on. Just shut the fuck up. You don't know what you're talking about.
Not at all.
You know?
Another comment. So, you know, we get a lot of good comments from people. As we stated in the last episode, we had good conversations.
Yeah.
Excuse me. We also get a lot of asshole comments. On this same short, somebody said, do not recommend channel, which I asked why. You know, I was like, I'm sorry you feel that way. You know, explain why. What is it that we're doing that you don't specifically like?
Right.
Because I'm not opposed to, like, opinions and trying to improve, right? All for it. And I know our audio was shit on the last episode, so true, I'm like, you know what, let's...
We got this. A new computer, and, you know, he didn't save the...
No, even if I saved them, they weren't going to work because it's different hardware
Okay. So we had to figure it out with the new computer and the mics and calibrate everything. So that took some time, and that's on us.
So when I messaged this person saying, well, I'm sorry, what can we do to work on it? This asshole of a fucking person still decided to reply and say, because you're too sexist.
Oh my God. They're buzzwords. Everybody want to use these buzzwords. Oh, you're sexist. Oh, you're a misogynist.
I bet this bitch couldn't even describe it. Yeah.
It's funny how they don't come out and say, well, you're a sexist because of. Because now we could really have a conversation when you get into it. But you just want to hit some surface level bullshit. Come on, get out of here.
This person also said, I would love to debate with you. You clearly haven't done any research or educate yourself on this topic. This would be very easy.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. From what responses you've said, you would look like a fucking retard.
Is that from the person who said that a protector is not a job?
Yes. From the same idiot.
Now, to that idiot, I want you to go around and ask women who are married that if they were out with their husbands on a date and they left the restaurant and they're walking to the car and someone snatches their purse and their husband stands there like, what? Protector isn't a job? Like, what do you want me to do? Would they be with their husbands? Like, you just say some asinine dumb shit. It makes no sense. There are roles that we play that are unspoken. There is no need to say, hey, you're supposed to do this and you're supposed to do that. That's like me waking up in the middle of the night hearing a noise and telling your ass to go downstairs and find out what the fuck it is. Like, I did it last time. It's equal rights. It's your turn. Go. Like, you wouldn't deal with a man like that. So don't sit up here and say ignorant shit like a protector is not a job. It is a fucking job. It's a job we sign up for in silence.
It is assumed gender roles.
It's out the gate. Like, I mean, come on. How many men step in for women who are being verbally or physically abused out in public by their boyfriends or husbands? Men don't even know this woman and they'll step in because we're protectors.
But look,
fuck you talking about.
Dumb ass fucking people like this are why you see it less and less now. This is why you see some female getting stabbed on a fucking train, and instead of someone stepping in, they're sitting back and recording it.
Because it's clown world. I'm tired of this shit, man. Come on, get real. Wake up. Wake the fuck up. Get out of the matrix.
You could hate us or love us. Either way, don't come at us unless you actually want to have some grown conversations and be willing to have open-minded conversations. Don't sit here, come into our comments, and say ignorant ass shit and not be willing to back it up and at least have that kind of conversation. Because that's the only way that one will get understanding of one another.
Exactly.
And it's the only way that we could grow as fucking people.
We are not here.
Stop being so sensitive.
We are not here to attack you, to shame you, to belittle you. We are here just to spread truth. And just being honest, maybe sometimes what we believe is the truth won't always be the truth. And we're open to you correcting us.
I've admitted when I'm wrong before on this fucking show.
But don't come at us like you know us from watching a 30-second clip or a 20-minute video, because you don't know us.
Or in this dumb biatch's fucking examples, watching maybe 15 seconds of the clip.
Yeah, and you didn't
cutting it off and finishing it.
And you didn't even get it right. Like, your comment doesn't even sum up the video. It's just, you're a sexist. We said nothing sexist in the video. Or the short, I should say. And you want to sit here and call us sexist. Did it ever occur to you that society is sexist? Because there are expectations from both genders in the real world. I don't know where the fuck you live. I don't know if you live with the Barbie dolls. But in the real world, there are expectations from both genders that are unspoken. So did that ever occur to you before calling us sexist? Because we're only speaking truths.
So, to sum it all up, to the Karen that decided to write some bullshit comments, there's a reason that your page is full of just you with videos of playing with your dog and your bird and nobody else in human contact with you. So other than that, fucking suck it, bitch.
Listen, and
subscribe,
if you're,
share. Nah, nothing else needs to be said.
If she's lonely, she can reach out to us again. Fuck you.
Nah, fuck her. Fuck her. Subscribe, share, show you care.
Peace.